Life Audio.
The Mama Take Heart podcast with Rabrina Rettle is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Welcome to Mama Take Heart, Understanding Your Gen Z Girl. I'm your host, Rabrina Rettle, here to help you be the compassionate, gospel-centered, and influential voice in your girl's life. This is what the Lord Almighty said: administer true justice, show mercy and compassion to one another. Do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the foreigner or the poor. Do not plot evil against each other. Zechariah 7, 9 through 10. This is part of a miniseries on identity in Christ. If you haven't listened to the one on compassion, I encourage you to take a listen to that. But in this episode, I'm going to talk about the Bible study that I had started to write for my sixth grade girls titled Daughter of the King when I was a Sunday school teacher. I wanted to write and teach this study because I noticed the girls turning on each other, and also from some of the negative experiences my own daughter had in middle school. I knew that the reason they were acting that way was a combination of physiological changes, transitioning from elementary to middle school, and all that comes with that, more exposure to things they're not necessarily exposed to at home, peer pressure, and the need to belong. I also realized that they needed to know how loved, accepted, and treasured they are in God's eyes. So I decided to start with the basics. I asked the questions, who is God? And we answered the question by studying his attributes: omnipotent, omniscient, compassionate, merciful, faithful, and so on. Then we moved to, who is Jesus? And we answered those questions through his I am statements. And then next was, who is the Holy Spirit? And that question was answered through his indwelling in us, fruit, and gifting in us. And then finally, who am I? Since we are God's image bearers and we're called to follow Jesus and have been indwelled by the Holy Spirit, that is when we discover how to embody that which has been granted to us and extend it to others so they too can see and learn about God's love, mercy, and grace. That was the point of the study. So I'm giving a condensed version of what we talked about. So our focus is on justice and mercy and what justice looks like in God's eyes. God is just. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. In my faithfulness, I will reward my people and make an everlasting covenant with them. Isaiah 61:8. Well, Gen Z are known as the justice warriors. They want to right the wrongs in the world. And many Gen Zers feel a responsibility and even an obligation to stand up and speak out against injustice. It seems like they're onto something because scripture tells us, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and needy. Proverbs 31, 8 through 9. And Isaiah 1, 17 instructs, learn to do right, seek justice, defend the oppressed, take up the cause of the fatherless, plead the case of the widow. Justice is important to God. And as his image bearers, it should be important to us too. Gen Z has many ways in which they express their disdain for injustice, from protests to boycotts to cancel culture. But how does the way Gen Z view justice compare to the way God does? Let's talk about how God's view of justice shaped the ministry of Jesus and how we, through the Holy Spirit, can embody that view. Western society's view of justice stems from the Greek philosopher Aristotle. He formed ideas about different types of justice, but Western society leans toward retributive justice, which focuses on punishment and on one getting what they deserve. God's view of justice is one that focuses on restoring and renewing. And that's because there's another side of the coin. And that side of the coin of justice is righteousness, being in right relationship with God and people, and mercy, compassionate treatment, especially from one who has power or the ability to punish. So the Hebrew word for justice is mishpat, meaning judgment. And the word related to justice is tzedakah. And that is a Hebrew word for righteousness. It emphasizes the right treatment of others. In other words, treating others as God's image bearers. God upholds justice and loves the righteous. Psalm 146, 7 through 9 states he upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow, but he frustrates the ways of the wicked. Mercy without justice is the mother of dissolution. Justice without mercy is cruelty. Thomas Aquinas. In the 16th and 17th century, the use of stocks and pillory was a way to publicly shame an individual. Boycotting, which is abstaining from buying or using products or dealing with organizations as a protest against wrongs and injustices, began in the 1880s. What was at one time deemed as call-out or consequence culture, calling out inappropriate, immoral, or just plain bad behavior, has turned into cancel culture. Cancel culture is the act of ostracizing or shunning, and it can have a ripple effect socially and professionally. Gen Z uses cancel culture as a form of justice. This is not restorative or renewing. God doesn't cancel us. Romans 5:8 says, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Instead of canceling humans, God sent his son, Jesus, who led a righteous, sinless life, to take the punishment for us. Matthew 12, 18 through 20 tells us, "Here is my servant whom I have chosen, the one I love and whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will proclaim justice to the nations. He will not quarrel or cry out. No one will hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out, till he has brought justice, till he has brought justice through to victory." The ministry of Jesus is restorative. After his crucifixion and resurrection, Jesus spent time with his disciples. He told them an advocate or counselor would come to help them. In John 16, Jesus tells them about the role of the Holy Spirit. He says, "And when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment." Sin and being in opposition to God and the denouncing of or refusal to believe Jesus as Savior. Righteousness, again, our Hebrew word for tzedakah, and being in right relationship with God and people. In what other way can Gen Z respond instead of canceling? First, pray for the person in the wrong. Then pray that the Holy Spirit will make its fruit of love evident in us towards others. We are called to love our enemies. In our fight for justice, let us not forget to embody righteousness and extend the mercy that God has extended to us. He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. Here are a few questions to ponder with your girl. What does justice mean to you? What do you think about public shaming? What's the difference between consequences and cancel culture? And how does God's view of justice differ from our society's view of justice. There is a video on justice through the Bible Project. I've listed that in the show notes. Remember, God is for you and you're not alone. With His Spirit, you are filled with courage and strength of purpose. So don't fret, Mama. Instead, take heart.
Mama Take Heart is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you liked what you just listened to, would you take a second and leave us a rating in your favorite podcast app? It really does help more people like you find our show. This podcast is produced by me, Kelly Givens, and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. You can find more podcasts like this over at lifeaudio.com.
Our world can feel chaotic and uncertain, but we don't have to live enslaved to fear. Christ has promised me and you His peace, and throughout Scripture has provided powerful tools and practical steps to help us experience greater freedom. I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, inviting you to join me and my team as together we learn how to starve our fears and feed our faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com or wherever you access podcast content.